From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Stock markets fell around the world today in the face of the Greek debt crisis. Investors are worried about the possibility of Greece leaving or being ousted from the Eurozone. Greece says it will not be able to make a $1.8 billion loan payment due Tuesday to the International Monetary Fund. Greece has scheduled a referendum on Sunday on whether to accept lenders' demands for austerity measures in exchange for new loans. Opposition lawmaker Kyriakos Mitsotakis says he thinks the voters will say yes.
And I'm absolutely convinced that the Greek people will vote in favor of Greece staying within the euro, of Greece staying within the eurozone, of Greece maintaining its status as a healthy, robust member of the European Union.
Greece's prime minister called on his countrymen to vote no in the referendum. Voters in Burundi cast ballots in parliament and communal elections on Monday. Gabe Joslow reports.
Voting in Burundi takes place against a backdrop of political turmoil surrounding President Pierre Nkurunziza's plans to run for a third term in office, a move opponents say violates the law. The opposition has boycotted the elections while protesters have engaged in weeks of demonstrations against the president. A failed coup attempt and the assassination of an opposition leader in May have added to a hostile political environment in Bujumbura. A VOA reporter in the capital heard intense gunfire across the city late Sunday. Gabe Joslow, Nairobi.
A senior U.S. official says negotiators do not want a lengthy extension of nuclear talks with Iran. The negotiations originally had a deadline of June 30th. This is VOA News. The United States Supreme Court has upheld the use of the sedative midazolam in executions by lethal injection. In a 5-4 ruling Monday, the court said that use of the sedative in executions does not violate the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Taliban militants in western Afghanistan have killed 11 Afghan soldiers. The defense ministry said that the insurgents ambushed a convoy of troops Sunday in the Karak district of Herat. The Reuters news agency reports 6 Taliban militants were killed in the fighting. Tunisian authorities are searching for accomplices in connection with Friday's mass shooting at a beach resort that left 38 people dead. An Interior Ministry spokesman told reporters Sunday that while a single Tunisian militant carried out the attack, officials are sure he had help beforehand. Many of those killed were British nationals. Here is Prime Minister David Cameron.
These were innocent British holidaymakers, people who'd saved up for a special time away with their friends and family, and who suddenly became the victims of the most brutal terrorist attack against British people for many years.
David Cameron. A car bomb Monday killed Egypt's top judicial official, General Prosecutor Hisham Barakat. The blast occurred in the Heliopolis district of eastern Cairo as Barakat was traveling to work. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the founding of a caliphate by the Islamic State group. 1 year ago, IS head Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi declared a caliphate stretching across eastern Syria and northern and western Iraq. It is now one of the deadliest areas on earth and is the focus of an international effort to combat Islamic extremists. One of two inmates who escaped from a prison in the U.S. state of New York remained hospitalized Monday, a day after being shot and taken back into custody by police. A hospital official says David Sweat is in critical condition. He spent 23 days eluding authorities after breaking out of the maximum security facility, along with fellow inmate Richard Matt. Matt was shot and killed Friday by a federal agent. A solar-powered Swiss airplane is back in the air as it attempts a 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without a drop of fuel. The Solar Impulse 2 flew out of central Japan early Monday after an unscheduled month-long stop. Media reports say the U.S. Commonwealth of Puerto Rico cannot pay around $72 billion in debt. A message from the governor, Alejandro Garcia Padilla, says the Commonwealth must make difficult decisions to cope with a long simmering financial situation. This is Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.